Among domestic workers, the home care aide is one of the fastest growing jobs in the country. It's also one of the hardest and the lowest paid. Just last year, more than 150,000 workers filled new positions to care for the sick and elderly in their own homes. And as the country gets older, the need for these workers will only increase. And we asked you if you've ever been a home care aide.
This is Holly Freeland in Portland, Oregon. I was a home care aide for elderly clients. I did mostly housekeeping and meal preparation tasks. I was on hand to make sure medications were taken. The work is so important for very vulnerable people, but many do it with very low wages. Sometimes hours are not consistent, and paid time off is not consistent.
Andy Newman is a Metro reporter for the New York Times, and he recently followed a health care aide on the job for 24 hours. Andy, thanks for being with The Takeaway.
Thank you, Tanzina.
So what's driving this growing need for home care aides in the United States?
Several things. The baby boomers are now causing this demographic explosion of older people. Americans are living longer. Americans increasingly want to age in place, as they call it, or age at home rather than in an institution. And so you have this exploding population of older people who have increasingly serious healthcare needs, and you need people to take care of them.
You spent 24 hours with a home care aide. Take us through what you saw, the routines, the challenges, and the kind of work that the person you observed was doing.
So I spent 24 hours in May with a home health aide named Marjorie Salmon in Stamford, Connecticut. She takes care of a 77-year-old guy with Alzheimer's. And while some home care aides work regular shifts, like 8 or 10 hour shifts, she is around the clock, most of the time live-in aide. She has her own apartment, but she almost never goes there. She only has a few days off a month. And the day basically begins whenever her client Bob wakes up. She is everything to him. She is his day planner, his diaper changer, his, you know, social worker almost. She makes all of his meals. She keeps him clean. She tries to keep him occupied and engaged and stimulated. There are long stretches of time where she's not doing much of anything because he's not doing much of anything. So it's a job that's challenging in part because there are long stretches of just kind of nothing and you're sort of stuck in the house with this person. But sometimes, you know, someone with Alzheimer's, they can be aggressive or belligerent or even violent in some cases, not in this case usually. So she spends a lot of time trying to read her client, figure out what he needs, figure out what's going to make him soothed and calm and not agitated, you know, keep him kind of as functional as she can for as long as she can. And that's basically her whole life, from the moment that she wakes up, when he wakes up, until after she puts him to sleep.
What do we know about the profile of these workers generally? Like, how much do they get paid, and who tends to do this type of work?
So home care workers in the United States, that's a category that includes home health aides, personal care aides. There is about 2.3 million home care workers now in the United States. Their average wage is about $11.50 an hour. As far as who does it, over 90% are women. Mostly they're women of color. About a third of them are immigrants. And there's definitely some connection between the fact that the wages are low, given how difficult and emotionally demanding the job is, and who's doing the job.
Does the job require any specific training? Can anyone do this job, or do they need to have like basic CPR, for example?
I don't know exactly what the training consists of, but for most of these jobs, you need a 75-hour course at least. So there is some training. You know, you don't need a college degree, but you do need to be trained and certified.
Seems like a lot of the workers that we're talking about are performing a lot of difficult and psychologically strenuous and physically strenuous work on a daily basis. What have you found is one of the reasons why this work is so poorly paid?
It seems to be poorly paid because it has just been devalued from the very beginning as sort of domestic work. It's done inside a home. It's behind closed doors, so it's kind of not visible work. And just as the domestic work of parenting has tended to be devalued, perhaps in part because it's mostly done by women, this kind of work, home care, is also regarded as somehow less deserving of higher wages than a job where you need an advanced degree, which may not require that much people skill compared to working as a home care aide.
When you spent time with Marjorie, the aide that works in Connecticut, what was her overall mood like? Was she excited to be doing this job? Did she seem tired? Like, what was her even reason for getting into this work?
So she came to this country from Jamaica in the 1990s. She had always wanted to be a nurse growing up. She said her grandma kind of died in her arms. She is someone who just kind of is a natural caretaker, and she saw this as work that she could do and that she believed in. The first time I spoke to her on the phone, she said, I was asking, why do you do this work when it's so demanding, takes up so much of your time? And she said, I don't know what the end of my time is going to be like, but I believe that what goes around comes around, and I believe in distributing love equally and fairly. So she is coming from this place where she believes that everybody deserves to be taken care of in a loving way until the very end of their life. And she sees that sort of as her calling. And even though this job sometimes drives her a little bit crazy, she is sometimes very tired, she gets depressed sometimes, she really believes that this person is her responsibility, and she wants to make sure that she's doing the best she can for him all the time.
And yet, we in the United States don't have really good ways for people to age in place. The home health care aid system right now, I wonder if you see it as something that's sustainable. Is this the way, as people age in the United States, as these jobs become more necessary, is there something that we as a country need to do to rethink this system? Is it paying them more or what?
Yeah, paying them more would help a lot. You have a really high turnover. It's as much as 2/3 of the people who do this work either leave their job or leave the whole career or leave the workforce entirely over the course of a year. It's very, very hard to keep home care workers in these jobs because they pay so poorly and because some of them are very, very inflexible. One expert I spoke to said that in order to make this sustainable, the whole country has to kind of rethink how it looks at this work. Her name was Robin Stone. She's a researcher. She said, rather than calling them low-wage workers, I would call these workers professionals who are paid low wages. What her point was is that these have always been seen as this sort of low-skill job, and because it's seen as a low-skill job, no one is willing to pay a lot for it. A lot of the money stuff around home care aid comes from the reimbursement rates that are provided by state-run Medicaid programs. And those are programs where there's a lot of demand for all kinds of Medicaid services, and the amount that they set aside for home care is just very small.
Andy Newman is a Metro reporter for The New York Times. Andy, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tansina.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.